Hi, my name is Ben Taylor. I'm a self-aware narcissist on this platform to help give people understanding about narcissism. One of the top questions we have people ask from time to time is, does the narcissist actually care about you? They might say they care, they might say one thing, but it doesn't feel like it, it doesn't seem like it. So today I want to talk to you about four different ways that a narcissist cares about you and how it actually looks. If you guys are new following, I am a self-aware narcissist. I'm on this channel to provide awareness, growth, healing, change, and development. I'm the founder of Raw Motivations, the creator of the Narc App, and your guide in Escape Toxicity, the 7-Day Challenge to Healing. You can access that and get more information at escapetoxicity.com. If you want to talk to me one-on-one, go to rawmotivations.com. Would love to interact with you. If this is your first time watching one of these videos, hit subscribe, hit the notification so you get notified when we go live, when we drop new videos every single day so that you're able to start your journey into healing and understanding about narcissistic abuse. So as we talk about this aspect, does the narcissist care? They tell you that they care. Like, I would tell people that I cared about them, but then I wouldn't show it. I wouldn't actually demonstrate that it seemed like that was actually a real thing. Sometimes it feels like they care. And you're like, well, I get this impression, I get this idea, I get this thought that they actually care, but then you start questioning, well, do they? So we're going to dive into four different ways that narcissists do care about you. When we're talking about narcissists, you're normally thinking, hey, we're talking about someone who's fake, who's a liar, who's manipulative, who's controlling, they don't have any empathy at all, so like, how would they even care? But it goes back and forth. Like, it goes back and forth of what you think, what you believe. Like, typically, they're not driven by shame avoidance. Like, what do I have to do to avoid shame? And I'll run over you in the process. Like, because a whole goal is, to get what I want, to control another person. Like, not to be able to invest or help another person, but the narcissist mindset is like, let me control to get what I want. All right, so a couple ways that narcissist cares about you. Number one, the narcissist cares about you in reference to attention and admiration. You see, a narcissist cares about what you can give them. When you give them attention, when you give them admiration, that props up a fragile ego. Even though a lot of narcissists don't seem to have fragile egos, they do. Because they don't believe in themselves. They don't actually understand who they are. They don't have a sense of purpose or direction. And it's all geared around them running away from shame. Them running away from the aspect of guilt, responsibility, accountability, and not wanting to actually admit who they are or what they've done.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
For me, shame has always been a giant part of my life that I'm always running away from. It's always something that I'm trying to get away from because I don't want to be held accountable and have that mess up my ego. Perhaps you were with a guy where he was always very sensitive about criticism or sensitive about you saying something about him or his work or something that he's showing up in the house because of his ego. Like, you're stepping on an ego piece that is not willing to be stepped on. So he's like, no, I'm not going to do this. Oftentimes, a narcissist is looking to feel better about themselves, which is why they want to surround themselves with people that admire them or give them attention. This could be the overt, whoa, look at me. Or this could be the covert, I don't do drama. But they still have that attention piece that's going around them. A lot of times this attention piece will bring about a sense of entitlement, bring about a sense of superiority. Did you have someone in your life that is very much in the aspect of being superior to everybody? Not logically, but in their minds, they feel like that. In their minds, they show that. They show that entitlement piece. The narcissist cares about you in regards to how much attention you give. You might notice that in your relationship right now. Of when you don't give that attention to him, when you don't focus on his needs or what is actually going on, you start to get the silent treatment. You start to get the rage. You start to get the frustration because you're not giving the person what they actually want. So a narcissist cares about you in reference to how much attention and how much admiration you give them. The second thing that a narcissist cares about when we're talking about you is this aspect of possession and control. You see, a narcissist thinks that they own you. Narcissist thinks that he is in charge of your life. This is why he takes over the finances, why he takes over who you can see, why he takes over different aspects about life that ends up being controlling and manipulative. And you're really like, I'm not sure. Maybe I'm just supposed to do this. Maybe this is how marriage works or relationship works. And you start to fall into a line of like, you have to abide by their rules. You have to abide by a certain set of standards. And if you fail to meet one of those standards, it's over. And it leaves you in this stressful, like, limbo land. And typically this aspect is looking for getting what they want. A narcissist cares about you as much as they can control you. If a narcissist can't control you, then a lot of times they don't care about you. Because that care is a piece of control, of owning you, of saying, this is what I want. For me, a piece of control like got messed up in my head as being love. As being how I connect, how I interact, and how I am in connected with this one person to say, this is how much I actually love them. For me, a piece of that was that connection, that love piece that was controlling, was me being able to know where the other person was, know exactly where she was, what she was doing, what was going on. Like, I needed to know it all because I wanted control. Now, I never said she couldn't go hang out with other people. I never said that she could, you know, be with friends or go talk to a person or whatever it might be. I never said, hey, don't do those things. But you'd see insecurity come out. You'd see like this controllingness come out, this piece of like, hey, what's going on? I thought you cared about me. Like you said, you're going to be home at this time. All this kind of stuff would come out because I still wanted to be in control of that other person. And I viewed that control as being my version of love. Skewed up version for sure, but my version of it. And that's what I told myself. So possession and control of saying like, hey, I'm in control of this person. You're an object to the narcissist. That's why narcissism is very transactional. Like you give me something, I don't give you anything. I just get something from you. And like that's the idea that's normally happening with narcissists.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So narcissists care about you in reference to attention and admiration and attention to possession and control and in regards to number three, image and reputation. You see, a narcissist cares about you in regards to how much support they get from you, how much focus they get from you to be able to prop them up. Now, we talked about propping up their ego, but it also has to do with their image, with their reputation of how they're perceived in society. Sometimes this might be where you find yourself defending him, like defending something that he's done to someone else because you're trying to protect a reputation. You might find yourself trying to protect the image of the family structure or of something with him so he doesn't lose his job or that there's not a bigger fallout than what you're trying to see or accomplish. And oftentimes that'll only further lock you into the trauma bond and lock you into the abuse because you're allowing it and you're going off of this aspect saying like, hey, it's okay. You know in your mind it's not okay, but you're still standing up. You're still hiding something for that person. And sometimes a narcissist cares about you in regards to, hey, my reputation is so important. I need to make sure that you make me look good. Like, let's be able to connect with other people. Let's be able to put a face out there, to put an image out there, to make it look a certain way. And oftentimes, narcissists will try to appear to be the best person in the room. Sometimes overtly, sometimes covertly, but still this idea mentally of like, okay, I'm the best. And that aspect of wanting to keep a reputation will keep a narcissist hiding from the world that they're a cheater. Like he'll keep hiding from the world that he's abusing when he comes home, that he's hitting you, that he's causing an unsafe environment for the kids because that doesn't look good for the reputation. And the more you stay silent about that, the more you put up with it, the more the narcissist is like, all right, I care about this. I care to keep this person in my life because they make me look good while I still do bad. Now, oftentimes this threat of exposure of like actually moving forward in the divorce process or separation, like that's a piece that you see the narcissist really react to because they don't want to be exposed. They don't want to have their reputation tarnished by who they actually are, by the things that they're actually doing. I was talking to somebody the other day talking about dealing with a narcissist and court and money and all this kind of stuff. And I said, like, hey, you're not going to get anywhere until you take them to court. Because they don't care. They're hiding and they're doing stuff in this mediation and negotiation phase. They're not going to do anything about it because right now their reputation's still intact because nobody else knows until they go to court. A narcissist cares about you in regards to their image and in regards to their reputation. Fourth thing that a narcissist cares about is convenience and utility. Now, when I'm talking about this, the narcissist cares about having easy access to you, easy access to get what they want from you. Whether you're the person in the relationship or you're even the person outside of the relationship that got sucked into being with a narcissist when they're already in another relationship. A narcissist wants to have the convenience of having their cake and eating it too, of oftentimes being with one person and still being with another person, being with one person, interacting with 15 others. Like, this happens over and over. We see a consistency in this when we talk about narcissism. When we talk about the convenience piece, you are just a means to an end. You get them to the next stage of whatever they want. Like, you get them the money that they're actually looking for. You get them the access to the sex that they want to be able to have from you. Like, you are just a tool to be able to achieve the thing that they want in the moment. This is why narcissism is very transactional. Why they're taking your finances. Why they're messing with your life while they're sleeping on their couch when, like, they have no place to actually stay. Like, it is just a convenience. Like, you're convenient. This utility piece, means to an end, this aspect of like, hey, you're here to provide me with a service. This is how you get into most marriages and most relationships where it comes into marital coercion. Where like, hey, I provide the bills, so then you should have sex with me. There's a bunch of lame ass excuses that cowards make to be able to say, I want what I want when I'm unwilling to actually show up as a real man. Overall, this aspect is to prop up the ego, prop up the feelings, and just be able to continue moving forward with what they want, with what they already have. Like, before I forget, like, I want to be able to say real quick, like, if you're struggling with this, if you're seeing stuff that resonates with you, I want to invite you to go to escapetoxicity.com. Check it out there. Understand how we're trying to help people step by step through this process. Because like, when we still go through this, like, I still went through these four things, you're still going to have this question of like, but wait a second, like, do they actually care? Like, are you sure? Maybe that's not actually them. Maybe they showed care in other ways. So I need to ask you the question, how do they demonstrate care? Because when they said that they loved you, they didn't demonstrate that by cheating on you. When they said that they loved you, they didn't demonstrate that by bringing home a paycheck that you never saw because they spent it on their own stuff. When they say they demonstrate care for the kids, but they were never there for the first 3 years of their life, like, that part is what I'm talking about. Like, you have to be able to put it in perspective of the facts of how they actually demonstrated this. Majority of time, a narcissist will say one thing, but the demonstration is completely off. A lot of times we need to ask that question, how have they demonstrated care, love, respect, honesty? Before that, you start to doubt your own reality. You start to wonder if you're actually believing the truth or a lie or whatever it might be. If you're struggling today going through some of this, I want you to reach out for help. There's a link down below in the bio where you can actually book a discovery call. You can get connected with one of our coaches and figure out how we can best partner with you moving forward in your healing process, moving forward in that growth. We want to be able to help you move forward and to move into a place where you're healed, happy, healthy, whole, and continuing to move forward and thrive.